Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make the Earth a better place. I want to thank everyone for helping to make Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. Although this show is being broadcast from Seattle, I'm actually in the San Francisco Bay Area today with Michiko Hayashi. We're giving presentations to benefit the Moto Peace Project. And I want to tell everyone we'll be in Mount Shasta, California this Sunday, October 23rd, at the Shasta Library in downtown Mount Shasta from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you can, if you're in the area, you'd like to come, please come by. That would be wonderful. With that, I'd like to play this song, a short song by Tony Bennett. I left my heart in San Francisco, just a part of it to start off the hour. So, Eric, if you could please play a part of that, please.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars.
I just wanted to give that short introduction on that song because the Bay Area, San Francisco, is such a beautiful area, and I'm so glad to be here. We'll be giving another presentation tonight, actually, at the East West Academy for Healing Arts at 117 in Topaz, on Taupaz Way in San Francisco. If you can come, that's from 6 to 8 tonight at Dr. F.E. Chow's Healing Academy. That would be wonderful. Today's show will be really special because during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing Zora. And he's been on my show before, but he's such a fascinating gentleman. His interview today will be actually channeled by his wonderful son, Billy Faye Woodard. And Zora is a hollow earth scientist who's approximately 150,000 years old. And he's actually located in Telos, the ancient Lemurian city beneath Mount Shasta in Northern California. He'll be on in a few minutes. His website is www.hollowearthnetwork.com if you like more information. During the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll have a split show with Michiko Hayashi coming on for about 10 to 15 minutes to commemorate a memorial to Dr. Masaru Emoto. He passed away on October 17, 2014, and this short segment will be a memorial to his wonderful work in the Emoto Peace Project. Their website is www.emotopeaceproject.com. Me. During the second part of the program, from approximately 3:15 to 4, I'll be interviewing Dr. Walter Simkow live from San Francisco. Dr. Simkow is one of the world's most famous experts in reincarnation research. He's written a string of books, including Return to the Revolutionaries, The Case for Reincarnation and Soul Groups United, Born Again, and Origin of the Soul and the Purpose of Reincarnation. I've read his books, and he's just a really interesting fellow, so I'm so happy to have him on the show today. That'll be on the second hour. I want to say to everyone, I really appreciate their support for the radio program because Out of This World is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their wonderful donations and support, especially Marco in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan in Camino Island, Robert, Julie, and Louise in Bellevue, Washington, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Washington, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Corey in Kent, Robert in Bellevue, Tom Frasem and Sig Sigby in Norway, David Lowe in Singapore, Juan McGregor and Raj Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who've helped me with this program. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Crystal at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, and we're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services, and I know with everyone's help, we can make this planet a much better and happier place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's been signing my website, providing wonderful support, my dear friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiromoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto, the Moto Peace Project, the Moto Office in Tokyo, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who are I know are listening today and supporting the show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer Eric and my station manager Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I've started a spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for many years, and for those interested in getting in touch with people and spirits who passed on, please call me or send me an email. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or I can be reached on my cell in the United States at 509-750-9793. We're entirely supported by donations, and if you'd like to donate, please go to our PayPal link on our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, or just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also wanted to tell you, Out of This World Television is now broadcasting 3 times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the Puget Sound area. The broadcasts are Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. On Comcast Channel 22. For those who don't have access to that channel, you can find my videos on YouTube either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World, and they're getting loaded up as we speak. I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June of 2016. It was a huge success, and we're having another conference on March 10, 11, and 12 in 2017. Following the conference on March 14th and 15th, I'll be bringing in one of the world's most famous HODL therapists from Tokyo to Japan, to Dr. Yoshi, who will be selling HODL machines and giving HODL treatments. I'm also having an early bird special for the March event. For those who register before the end of this year, they'll receive $25 off the regular admission price of $197. For more information, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com if you'd like to register early. A lot of really interesting people will be there, including, I hope, Billy, and I've invited Billy and Zora of the Hollow Earth to the event next year, and I hope they can come. We'll be interviewing Zora in just a few minutes. I wanted to tell everyone some wonderful events that will be coming up shortly. Beginning tonight, we'll be giving a presentation at the East-West Academy for Healing Sciences at 117 West Topaz in San Francisco at Dr. Effie Chow's place. If you can come, please come by. I promise you'll have a wonderful evening. After that, we'll be going up to Mount Shasta at the Shasta Community Library on October 23rd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. to give presentations on messages from water, as well as messages from the masters. Then we'll be in Ashland, Oregon on October 26th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Peace House at 515 Mountain Boulevard in Ashland. Then on October 27th, we'll be at the Unity Church at 4525 Stark Avenue Northeast from 7 to 10 p.m. In Tenino, Washington, at the Scatter Creek Winery in downtown Tenino on October 28th from about 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. In Olympia, Washington, at the Longhouse, a beautiful Native American Longhouse, October 30th, between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Then at the New Traditions Cafe in downtown Olympia from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on November 2nd. In Tacoma, Washington, at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore from 6 to 9 p.m. on Cedar Street, just off 38th near the Tacoma Mall on November 3rd. Then finally in Vancouver, Canada, at the beautiful Listel Hotel at 1300 Robson Street in downtown Vancouver on November 4th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. I hope you can come. For information or tickets for these events, please visit our website at www.emotopeaceproject.me. That's E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.me. There's a lot of wonderful conferences coming up. I wanted to tell everyone everyone about, including an Eastern Disclosure Conference in Korea, Seoul, Korea, on November 19th and 20th. That will be held in Seoul. The conference will be held at the Seoul Youth Hostel, We'll have a lot of wonderful speakers, and their conference website is www.easterndisclosureconference.com. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes with Billy in Zora. There's also a wonderful spiritual gathering sponsored by Kim Fund in the Kent area on October 23rd in 2 days. If you'd like to participate, please call Kim. She's inviting a lot of spiritual leaders from around the Northwest. Her phone number is 206-794-7394. Again, that's 206-794-7394. And Scott Lemriel will be flying up from Los Angeles for the event. And if you'd like to meet Scott, please come to this event, and you can call Kim for directions. On January 21st, in a couple of months, 2017, I'm helping sponsor a wonderful fair called the Cosmic Awareness Fair at Harmony Hall at the Washington RV and Event Center at 9101 Steilacoom Road in Olympia, Washington. There will be over 20 vendors, and admission will be free. And I'll be giving also a presentation on the Moto Peace Project at 1 p.m. that day. I hope you can come. For information, more about information about these events, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to go on to my first guest, Zora, Billy Fay Woodard, who will be channeling his wonderful father. Billy, are you there?
Indeed, beloved master.
Hi, Zora. It's so nice to talk to you. I mentioned this before, but a little bit of background about Zora. Zora is a Hollow Earth scientist who I read on the I read that you were 150,000 years old. Are you really that old? You don't seem like a day over 1,000 years old.
Well, if the truth be known, I'm actually over that by many thousands of years. Anyway. Oh. I am what is termed as a Hollow Earth being, and of course I reside in Hollow Earth. Mm-hmm. I visit Talos quite often, but I do not reside there. You said I was residing in my place of residence was Talos, and it is not.
Oh, but, okay. I'm sorry.
That is fine. But anyway, what would you like to know more from our last talk?
Well, I wanted to have you on today to talk about a couple of things. I know we have several conferences coming up, the Eastern Disclosure Conference in Seoul, South Korea, on November 19th and 20th. And then I've also invited you to my wonderful Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on March 10, 11, and 12, 2017. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I really liked about you, Zora and Billy, when you came to my last Galactic Wisdom Conference in June of this year up in Olympia, is that you gave many people wonderful healings. And, you know, I saw people mm-hmm. before my own eyes who were healed of all kinds of things. And you didn't – the thing that I know that you do your service out of love too, because you didn't ask anyone for any money. It wasn't a factor.
Indeed.
You were there to serve people and to help people, and that's one thing that I really was impressed with, and that I know your heart's genuine and you're full of love. You actually sent me a picture of you that I'm having my web designer put on the website this weekend, and I also posted it on Facebook too, and I've been giving it out. I made copies, as you suggested, and giving out copies of your picture. Zora, could you tell me a little bit, my listeners, a little bit about the picture and how it's been infused with love and healing for people?
Well, it's been infused with what is termed prime creator's creative force and my creative force, as well as healing power is included. And by looking at the photograph, you can place the photograph on whatever part of your body that is in discomfort, and it will eliminate the issue. It will heal you. Mm-hmm. I can say that because of who I am. Mm-hmm. The energy that is infused upon it is the creative force that created the Milky Way galaxy. And which I did many, many eons ago. But anyway, so my energy is infused and my pure love is infused in it, and the pure love of Prime Creator also. So what you have there is a tool, and the tool is healing, and the tool is energy and extreme power that is coming from Source. So when you look upon this image, I do not want you to worship it, because I do not need worship. You, if you want to worship a god, you worship the god within you. You are all gods and goddesses. And when you said that I do not ask for money in return for my healings, I do not. However, I will accept what is termed as a love gift given to my beloved Zareya. But other than that, I would not ask for myself at all. And so, if it, and my beloved sibling Zareya is also what is termed as a well, in what is termed in makeup, it would be man and woman together in one body. So she is actually was termed born as a hermaphrodite. But anyway, but that is another story altogether. But also, and also that terminology such as the hermaphrodite, babies that are being born now, it is used to be what is termed much rarer in the past, but now it is becoming more prevalent. And so people who are having children are discovering that they are becoming out in with both both parts.
So, fascinating.
It is very fascinating. And of course, they are also ones that babies that are being born now are what is termed as full fifth dimensional beings. So they are extremely going to be extremely gifted children when they are born, brought in the, into the world. And on that note, I will also tell the people out there who, especially the women who are with children in their womb, I will tell you this, and listen to me very carefully. I would advise you to not allow your, what is called the hospitals, or your, what is termed so-called government, to try to force you to give them inoculation, because it shortens their lifespan.
Oh, my goodness.
What is termed the vaccinations and the inoculations are for one purpose, and that is to render your children inert, meaning not able to use their God-given gifts, such as telekinesis, such as what is called telepathy, and the ability to heal themselves quite rapidly. Understand, children are more what is called resistant against all forms of disease and sickness and things of this nature when they are newborn. They have a very strong immune system. And what is what these inoculations and vaccines do, they what is called, they nullify the ability and they break down the immune system. So you do not want to have that done to your newborn children. And, or, so, and for that matter, you do not want it done to any of your children. But unfortunately, that has already occurred. However, there is a way to reverse the effects of the inoculations and the vaccinations that were given to your children in their schools and things of this nature. The picture that I have given to the world of myself, the image of my being, that alone the power that is within it will reverse the effect of the inoculation and the flu shots and what is termed the vaccines and things of this nature. It will reverse the effects of it.
That's beautiful.
So this is how powerful this picture is.
That's so beautiful. I have to mention this, Sora, that there was a proposal in the United States by the Center for Disease Control to require everyone, all children in the United States, to have mandatory vaccinations. And,
I know.
And this is very troubling for people who don't want them.
I'm giving you the reason for that. I'm giving you what their reasoning is. But they will not come out and tell you this. They want you. They want your children to have the what is called mandatory inoculation and vaccinations and flu shots and things of this nature to nullify their gift that they were given when they were born.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
So the children that are being born now that do not get their inoculations are proven to be extremely intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To the point where they can literally manifest from thin air.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the power that is within your children that are born now. And also the children of the past, ones that have, which I guess you term them as baby boomers, and they have gone through what is termed many, many inoculations and all of this, and it broke down what is termed their immune system, and it caused their bodies to begin to do what is termed as age.
Oh,
now,
I see.
Age is the destroyer. Now, understand, if you do not have what is called inoculations and vaccines and things of this nature to break down your immune system, your bodies will reach a certain point, and they will not age any longer.
Wow. Amazing.
And this is something that your governments are deathly afraid of. They do not want you to have this power. They do not want you to know that you are gods and goddesses. When people are told that they are gods and goddesses and they realize it, they become very powerful beings.
That's true.
The
they
do. Governments cannot have, because they have no control over them. They cannot even lay hands upon them to arrest them because of the force and the energy that they are transmitting. So
the
ones that have come to the full realization that they are gods and goddesses, they are extremely powerful beings, even now. So my message to you is that you are all gods and goddesses. You need to reclaim your sovereignty, reclaim your royal heritage of being gods and goddesses, because that is exactly what you are.
Beautiful. That's such a beautiful, beautiful words of wisdom, Zora. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you if you could share something very special for my listeners too, as well. You have a special prayer that helps people. It goes something like this, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I think you know the rest. Would you mind sharing that, please, on the air?
It's not a prayer. It is a technique.
Okay, a technique then.
When I administer healing to a being, I remind them of who they are, the god within them, or the goddess within them, depending on what sex they are. So they, when I tell people to do what I do, when I count down from 5 to 1, the purpose of this is to activate the god or goddess within them. And when they do this in unison, and they count down from 5 to 1, when they hit 1, they are awakening the god or goddess within them, and that enables them to heal each other or one another or whatever. But it is not a prayer. It is a technique that is used in the art of healing. Now, as you know, as you have learned from me, that everyone walking this planet are healers. All of you out there that are listening, all of you who are what is termed, with the terminology is called Christian. I'm going to educate you a bit about your Bible. Mm-hmm. Don't you, those who have Bibles, go ahead and open up to the Old Testament, to what is termed the beginning in Genesis, where it talks about God creating man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your Bibles, it says, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, mm-hmm. and went on to mm-hmm. discuss and talk about the creation of man.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the creation of man did not come the way it was written is in reverse
mm-hmm.
than what it originally was, how it was originally meant to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Interesting.
Now, when I'm speaking of the story of Adam and Eve,
mm-hmm.
everyone is under the impression that man came first. That is an incorrect statement. Woman came first.
Interesting.
And, man came after woman.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it is not, I know that is going to disturb many Christians. However, and the next one is going to even do more, what is called more food for thought, if you
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
When it says God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, mm-hmm. it went mm-hmm. on to say, and this is in your, what is termed, your Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
The Dead Sea Scrolls was a testament to the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
and it was given the knowledge of who you truly are,
mm-hmm.
gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it said, what it said was, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness,
mm-hmm.
and with our powers and abilities."
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was not included in your Bible.
Interesting.
In any Bible.
Right.
Except for the Dead Sea Scroll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it was when it was rewritten by man, of
mm-hmm.
course, they left out those very important parts in Scripture. And also in what is termed the New Testament, into
mm-hmm.
Matthew, where Jesus is talking to the disciples concerning healing. They said, how is it that you heal and we do not?
Mm-hmm.
He says, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only believe. Now, I stop at that point, believe,
mm-hmm.
because what comes after that, if you only believe that you can do it.
Right. Interesting. Wow.
Now, that is another part of the Scripture that has been changed by the writing of the Word of God, the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was left out also.
Hmm.
The part that says, in my name, does not refer to the words of Jesus. It
mm-hmm.
refers to the words of King James.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the words of Jesus written in red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is the words of the king.
Mm.
At that time, the scriptures had to coincide with the rule of the king.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore,
hmm.
it had to have the words of the king within it.
Oh,
and that is what was put in the Bible concerning
mm-hmm.
the healing.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, mm-hmm. marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only believe in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's where that was added. That was the addition added to it.
Uh-huh.
And
well.
That refers to the King James, the king
mm-hmm.
of England.
Mm-hmm.
However, the original scripture, as it should have been written, was, if you only believe that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people read that, what it's going to do, it's going to bear witness with their spirit
mm-hmm.
within them. And it is going to ring true
mm-hmm.
that it is, if you only believe that you can do it,
mm-hmm.
it gives you the power
mm-hmm.
to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power already within you. You were born mm-hmm. with it.
Mm-hmm.
All people
wow.
were. So when I say that people are healers and people are gods and goddesses,
mm-hmm.
that is a fact. That is not
Amazing.
Hearsay. That is
Amazing.
Not a desire. That is a fact of truth.
Well,
so
I saw with my own eyes how
I
you
know
helped
you did.
People last June, and
of course.
You helped them in so many wonderful ways, Zora. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for doing that so much.
And the thing is, everyone has the exact same power.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Not just I, but you too.
Mm-hmm.
If you exercise the God power within you by saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive, then you are activating the goddess in you or the God in you, depending on what sex you are.
Sure.
In some cases, even both, because there are many now what is being born both male and female in the same body. So that would be God and goddess as one. But understand, just because I'm saying this, don't roll your eyes. I see those out there doing that. Don't roll your eyes.
Sorry.
But understand, you have this power.
Right.
And I can prove it to you right now, right this minute. I can prove to you that you have power.
Okay,
to
please
do that. Here, I want you to do the following.
Okay.
Get yourself a glass of water or what is termed a glass of juice.
Okay.
Orange juice would be preferable. But or if you if you're at home and you have oranges, peel an orange, navel orange, ones without seeds, navel orange, peel it and take out a segment of the orange and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It will taste, some will taste probably a little sweet, a little tart, but it will not taste the way it should. Anyway, however, what I'm about to teach you, all of you out there, is that you are you have the God power within you of creation. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to recreate that fruit. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In essence, that's what you're going to do.
Okay.
So, in the case of people who want to just drink water, that's fine. Take your purified water that you have on your, you may have, some of you may have Kagan water. Some of you may have treated water. Some that have been supposedly purified through metamorphosis. Okay. However, you're going to actually change that flavor of that water as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make it even more pure. Okay?
Beautiful.
So, here we go. Now, what you want to do is you want to rub your hands together. And then you want to take your right hand. These are people that are north in the northern hemisphere. Those are who are in the southern hemisphere, you do it in reverse. You take the left hand and put it next to your drink or next to your fruit. And then you take your left hand and you join the last three fingertips with your thumb tips, which creates a vortex underneath your thumb, your index finger outward, straight out. And you bring the other hand on the left side onto the table, the back of your hand, onto the table. You tilt your wrist to where the vortex is going through the drink or through the fruit into the palm of the other hand. Those that are doing that are going to begin to feel a warm or a tingling or even a, maybe even a coolness going through the fruit or the drink or the whatever they are drinking, the water, the fruit juice or whatever, and you're going to feel the energy going into the palm of your other hand. Now you want to leave it there for at least 2 minutes.
Okay.
And I will I can time you on the the clock on the wall because it has a second hand, and so I will time you from this point. And so.
I'm doing that now. Actually, thank you.
Continue talking as we are doing this. So after the 2 minutes, I want you to retaste your water or retaste your fruit juice or whatever you're drinking, and you're going to taste a slight difference in it. And the same with what is termed the orange. The orange is going to take on what is termed a very sweet taste, more wholesome. More flavorsome, more sweetness. And in essence, what you have done, you are changing the molecular structure of the water or of the fruit juice or of the fruit, and you are recreating it by doing this technique. And this technique is what is termed your God power or goddess power. So it gives you the the book is called, it gives you the confidence of knowing that you are gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are creating, recreating the drink or the fruit or the food or whatever you have between your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so 1 minute has passed, you have 1 minute to go. So as you are doing this, more of you are feeling warmth in between your hands, maybe a coolness, maybe a little bit of tingling. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yes, I do feel the tingling. Actually, thank you, Zora. I do feel the tingling in both my hands.
Indeed. And that is because you are changing the molecular structure of whatever you have between your hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this same technique can be used in healing. I will also demonstrate that power after we do this.
Okay.
You have 15 seconds left. So once you have done this, then I want you to retaste your liquid and you tell me what it tastes like.
All right.
All
okay.
right. The 2 minutes is now up. Go ahead and taste your liquid or taste your fruit or taste your fruit juice.
All right. It's some fruit juice.
Entirely different.
Oh, my goodness. It's much sweeter than it was. Much sweeter. Very nice.
Indeed.
Very nice. Wow.
Those of you who have fruit are going to be extremely shocked because mm-hmm. it's going to give off a very sweet taste, more sweeter than it was when you began.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have what is termed water, it makes it more, it tastes more like spring water.
Mm-hmm.
If you have what is termed the fruit juice, it will give it a more flavorsome taste. If you do what is termed as put anything in between your hands, such as food that you have put on the table to consume, mm-hmm. it will also change that too. It will mm-hmm. purify it completely,
mm-hmm.
and it will reestablish the flavor that it should have.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one showing of your God power within you.
Mm-hmm.
I did not do this. You did.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Now, let's say someone has, for example, problems with their knees, as an example, or joints and elbows. Can you use the same
thing?
Same thing.
If you do this, you must have someone do it for you. It mm-hmm. helps to have someone do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your hands on both sides of your knee and have them place both hands on both sides of your knee and have them count down from 5 to 1 and say receive.
Nice.
And then you, the recipient, count mm-hmm. down from 5 to 1, accessing your God power, and,
right.
and say, I receive.
Right.
And then you say,
beautiful.
From the God or goddess of my being,
mm-hmm.
the pain in my knee that was is no more, and it is
mm-hmm.
gone, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly, mm-hmm. when you do that, the pain is gone.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. You know, I have to ask you this question, Zora, from the perspective of the hollow earth, but I've always felt that the true nature of most humans here on this planet, on the surface anyway, is to be kind, benevolent, and loving. And so if you start from that premise, then all the conflicts in the world, including the one we have with North Korea that's been going on for so many decades, it seems silly, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Once you are transmitting, if all the people that are on this call would transmit their love into North Korea,
mm-hmm.
I can assure you it will change the entire nation. It will change the way they think. It will change the warmongers. It will
mm-hmm.
change their reality. They will experience love beyond imagination. And they will not want to wage any more war on anyone. And they will not want to continue giving suffering to the people that are in their nation. And all of the hostilities in the world would vanish in an instant.
Well, I think
if
that's...
you all mm-hmm. did what I suggest you do, you
mm-hmm.
send forth. You count from 5 to 1, and you say receive, and you point your hands in the direction of whatever country or whatever violence is going on, and mm-hmm. you will find that the violence will cease immediately.
So we could say something like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive from the God within me, since I'm a man, or from the goddess within me, if I was a woman, the power to send love and light to, for example, North Korea, or to Syria, for example, or anywhere in the world where they're having problems.
Suffering is happening.
Or North Dakota with Native Americans there.
Yes, wherever there is an uprising of violence, you send mm-hmm. your love vibration in that direction, and mm-hmm. all of you do it at once. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you, the hostilities will cease immediately.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, that's why I think it's so important for this conference in North Korea. The website
I agree 100%.
Sure.
When we go to Korea and bring the realization of the reality of Hollow Earth to the people of South Korea.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And, of course, it will be streamed around the world, so people around the world will also feel the same knowingness and revelation.
One of the things I have to tell you is I'm having on at the beginning of the next hour, Michiko Hayashi, who's with the Emoto Peace Project, and she's carrying on the work of Dr. Emoto in teaching children around the world the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And that all comes within our heart, that love is the most important and powerful force here on the planet. And we can make this planet a far better place if we focus in on that.
Of course. If everyone was to concentrate on love instead mm-hmm. of war or instead of conflict, if they were to transmit the energy of love outward mm-hmm. from them, they would change the world.
Well, absolutely. Literally. Absolutely.
They would change it for the better. It would do away with, there would be no reason for war because everyone would be loving each other.
That's right. That's right.
And that would completely do away with war.
We are
helping them along with this by doing what is termed as rendering all of your nuclear weapons in their silos. No more radiation, no more nuclear power, no more what is termed destructive force. Wonderful. We have eliminated that. We will not allow you to put what's called nuclear weapons in space. We have repeatedly shown you that we are not going to allow it by destroying missiles on the launch pad. After they have fired, they have fallen from the sky harmlessly. What more do we have to do to show you that we mean business?
I want to add something to that, Zora, and you've made a very important point, because 2 weeks ago, I don't want to talk too much about politics, but 2 weeks ago, Hillary Clinton said that she would use nuclear weapons on the planet for any regional conflicts. And I meditated for a while, and then I got the answer quickly that you and our benevolent friends off planet would never allow that to happen, because that time has passed for using any kind of nuclear device to cause destruction on this planet. It won't be allowed.
No, it will not. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. We are not going to allow a nuclear exchange between nations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The reason is that eventually the fallout would reach the Hollow Earth.
Ah, interesting.
And we cannot allow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in order for us not to allow that, mm-hmm. we are not going to allow you to annihilate yourselves either.
Not to commit suicide.
So the threat of war, the threat of nuclear holocaust, put it out of your mind, because it will not happen.
Wonderful.
We have shut down your missiles time and time again.
That's right.
In the silos. We have them down.
And one thing
quickly.
We have
that ability.
Wonderful.
We also have the ability for all of you out there who have weapons in your houses, such as pistols and rifles and things of this nature. Mm-hmm. Not only can we shut down missiles, we can shut those down as well.
Interesting.
To make them malfunction, not to fire.
Interesting.
So do not think that you're going to be able to raise arms against your fellow man. You will not be able to do it.
Interesting. I have to ask you this question.
The next war will be hand-to-hand combat because you won't have anything to use as a weapon.
Isn't that funny? And that's good, though. I mean, that's good. One thing I have to ask you, too, is that the Hollow Earth, and I know the Galactic Alliance has been doing this, you've been doing a lot of cleanup from the radiation from Fukushima, I've heard.
Yes, we have a ship that is stationed above that presently, mm-hmm. and it is above Fukushima, and it is vacuuming the radiation, the leaks that's coming from the reactor. It is being absorbed into the ship that is hovering above the Fukushima. It is cloaked. You cannot see it.
Sure.
But it is definitely there, and it is soaking up all of the radioactivity. And it is the boxes that are in the oceans are sucking up the radioactivity in the ocean.
Beautiful.
Also,
thank you.
And also, we are doing what is done. We are cleaning up your ocean.
Mm-hmm.
All the plastics that you have been depositing in the ocean that is causing mm-hmm. havoc with marine life, mm-hmm. that is also being eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand, we want you to have a beautiful world to live in.
Mm-hmm.
You had a beautiful world to live in before the industrial era came about.
Uh-huh.
But understand that that is what you call free will. So we had to allow that for you to become the nation that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I will also tell you another thing about your government. You think your governments are in support of you? Mm-hmm. I will tell you something that will disturb many of you.
All right.
And speaking of the veterans of World War II.
Right.
So now, what I'm about to tell you is absolute truth. You may take it as you will, but it is truth.
Okay.
Your government in 1941, in what is termed Roosevelt, I believe he was so termed.
Right.
Your country was in a deep depression
mm-hmm.
and going down rapidly.
Right.
In economy. Now, the president knew the only way in order to get them out of depression was to create jobs that would get them out of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that was a war to give jobs for creating machines for the war effort and things of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of you are not aware of what took place at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
The decision was made by the President Roosevelt and his cabinet to bring America into the war with Germany and also with the country of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And how that was done was the following.
Mm-hmm.
On the big island of Hawaii, there was an airstrip.
Mm-hmm.
Not there now, it is covered over in jungle.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, there was an airstrip. And it had 30 American-made trainer aircraft
mm-hmm.
that were painted with the rising sun symbol, which is termed Japanese Zero.
Mm-hmm.
They were launched on December 7th. In the early morning hours, 30 aircraft with bombs, and they bombed Pearl Harbor. Understand, this is what happened. It is not a hearsay. It is not propaganda. It is fact.
Wow.
Your country brought you into the war by doing this.
Wow.
The Japanese, once they realized what was happening, they knew they were going to be blamed for it, so they sent in another wave of aircraft to finish the job.
Oh, interesting.
But the first aircraft to come in were American-made, under orders from the president to bomb your fleet.
So the entire Pearl Harbor was a false flag event engineered by President Roosevelt.
Indeed, just like 9/11 with the Bush administration.
Well, that, Wow.
The same scenario.
Wow.
I do not wish to upset the veterans of World War II, but that is what occurred with
my goodness.
Your government.
Wow. Wow.
And many, many people lost their lives.
That's true.
During that bombing.
That's true.
However,
they did.
Also, but I will also tell you this. All of those who, what do you term, perished in the bombing mm-hmm. and the destruction of Pearl Harbor.
Right.
They were all given ascension.
Oh, wow.
At that moment.
Beautiful.
At that moment, they were, they ascended. They did not suffer pain. They did not suffer the agonies of death. They were what is called ascended.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, you're such a gift to the world, to the surface world, Zora, and thank you, Billy, for giving your words of wisdom today. You've told me things that I had no idea, and I'm sure my many listeners around the world had no idea as well. We've got about three and a half minutes left, and I wanted just to say that this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. I'm actually in the San Francisco, beautiful San Francisco Bay Area today on a series of presentations. Zora, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to let you know that so that you're welcome to say anything you like. What kind of world do you see? What kind of future do you see for humanity on this surface?
I see a world of unity. I see a world of harmony. I see a world of love, mm-hmm. fully and absolute.
Beautiful.
And your world, I have. Another thing I will say before I leave. We did what was termed as to eliminate an ELE event, mm-hmm. extinction level event. It happened last year. And what transpired with that was there was a meteor, actually an asteroid, that was destroyed over Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that asteroid, it was on YouTube. You may look it up if you wish.
Right, I do remember that.
You will see a ship going into the tail of the asteroid.
I remember
entering
that.
Entering into the asteroid and exiting out the front of the asteroid and it being destroyed.
Wow.
Now, had that not occurred, we would not be talking now.
Oh, amazing.
Because what transpired was the object in question, your what you call your media and your government was trying to explain to you that it was no bigger than what was termed a Volkswagen.
Right.
But I can tell you it was far bigger than that.
Wow.
It was extremely large.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
bigger than the one that eliminated the dinosaurs.
Wow, amazing.
So I can tell you, had it struck the earth, you would not be where you are now.
Was that your ship
the fact
that went in?
That of whether you are being protected, mm-hmm. that is a good clue.
Wow, that's amazing. Zora, was that your ship that went into the tail of that meteor and destroyed it?
It was.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I was told
Thank
by
you
Prime
so much.
Creator, I was assigned by Prime Creator to eliminate it, eliminate
my
the threat.
Goodness. Real
so
quick,
your world is being protected
sure,
by the Galactic Federation of Planets.
Zora, we've got.
You're not going to allow any what is called near Earth objects to impact Earth. Oh, that is another fear
wonderful.
That people have. Do not worry about that. We are in full control of that, and will not allow that to occur either.
That's wonderful. For those of you in Korea, the conference again will be held on November 19th and 20th at the Seoul Youth Hostel in downtown Seoul, South Korea. Their website is www.easterndisclosureconference.com. If you're in another part of the world and can't make it to Korea, you will be able to see live streams of that video conference, of that conference through video. Just go to their website for more information. You'll be there, Billy and Zora. Also, you'll be coming. I invited you to come to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. For those in the United States and Canada who would like to come on March 10, 11, and 12 in Olympia, Washington, and more information is on the available also at that website, www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And Zora and Billy, you've been such a gift to humanity, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
You're most welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Stay tuned, my friends, for the next hour.